Male Models is ready to go.
Male Models is brought to you by no one. We're not sponsored this week, and I'm not freaking out about it.
Someone sign us. We are LeBron James playing high school right now.
The truth is we're averaging about 30,000 listens per ep, and I probably shouldn't be putting that out there because it probably hurts us in our negotiations.
No, we do more than that.
Yeah, like 90,000 listens per.
Almost a million.
Listen, guys, let's be honest. This is a cutting edge podcast. And all these yentas, all these just, you know, boring white people with their podcast talking about, you know, boring white people stuff, that ain't us.
How come our podcast is actually good? We stand out from a lot of the crowd.
Because we really like each other. We're both smart in different ways.
Right. We also went to high school and elementary school together. So we've known each other for a while.
Yeah, we're related. Emotionally. We're spiritual siblings.
We are. I want to start the ratings and reviews real quick because we're getting hot. We're blowing up on Apple Podcasts right now.
It's almost too much. I almost wish I hadn't introduced this.
Yeah, guys, we read the review. So right now, go rate us a 5-star and leave the best review you can. Right now, we're going to be reading Kari Reams. The dry cleaners in my town will sell your clothes if you don't pick them up within a timely manner.
What's timely? That sounds abstract.
No, you can't leave clothes at a laundromat for 6 months.
Kareem probably lives in like some terrible part of Texas. Kareem. I don't like anyone whose name rhymes with Supreme.
You don't like Jabim?
Exactly. Kashim. I knew a Kashim once.
Actually?
Yeah, and he bought me and my friends alcohol, and we were 16. Oh. What does that say about Kashim?
Thanks so much for rating us a 5-star. Again, we read them every week.
Kareem, you're the man, and you know what? You are supreme.
I went to Turks and Caicos the other day.
I'm gonna make you do the thing, so if you want to introduce it now, let's do it.
Turks and... What thing?
Did you think we had some weird Turks and Caicos motto that we say together?
Yeah.
I'm going to make you give me the play-by-play.
Oh, yeah. You want the whole breakdown?
Yeah. Let's do it.
From the day before.
I talk too much on this podcast anyway. Okay. You've been dating your girlfriend about a year. First family vacay?
Yeah, her mom brought us.
Okay, and this is their place, right?
Hotel, yeah.
In that they've been to Turks and Caicos before because they're like a respectable royal family and you're a New Jersey gutter rat kid like me.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm the sewer street rat.
Yeah. Okay, so...
it's so funny. You want this whole play-by-play? I just want to give you the tail end on the returning flight home.
I just think that it's funny that you and I are two ethnic kids from the Northeast, an Italian from Jersey and a Jew from New York, and we married these like perfect, like beautiful... Mostly Gentile,
like mermaids of
blonde girls,
California,
like with respectable families who go to places like the Turks and Caicos and Lake Tahoe. Like, I go to the Jersey Shore. Never in my wildest could I imagine going to such a place. Here you are, Joe, living the good life,
dude. Turks is sick, really recommend it.
Don't even try to just sum this up right now, because beat by beat, baby.
This is
podcast gold. Okay, so how does it get introduced? Like, at this point, you've been together long enough to go on a vacation, for sure.
You want to start at me being asked 4 months ago?
4 months, huh? That's a nice lead up.
We can talk about all the in-between time.
Are you guys immediately contemplating, like, what's the sleeping situation going to be like? Because I want to have vacation sex.
Yeah, the first thought.
Was it?
No.
What was it? Are you going to get bored? Is it going to be too much time together? Or
no, I love her mom and her brother. It's so much fun.
I know. I feel, you know, I'd make a joke about that, but I feel the same about my wife's family.
Yeah.
You know how lucky we are?
I think it's hard for me to talk about them because I don't know how to joke about it because it's like it's such a lovely thing that I've stumbled into.
You'll find ways.
Give it time.
You're early. And it's great because I like... Now the fact that I still love and appreciate my extended family as much, or my wife's family as much as I do, but can make fun of them and their fun little, may I call them peccadillos, it makes me even more endeared. I made fun of my wife's older sister for partying too much and not procreating more the other day. She didn't appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah, but I was like, well, that's what a brother would do. Just go a little bit over the line. Sorry, Taylor. Okay, so.
Can I just talk about the celebrity I saw on my plane?
I wish you could in about 10 to 15 minutes when we get there. Anyway, so as we all know, and I think we can find a news story about it, flying, traveling right now is insane post-pandemic.
Oh, brother, let me tell you about the airline.
Did you know that this... in Amsterdam, currently at the Amsterdam airport, there is a 4-hour wait to get through security?
Yeah. I saw all the pilots in Dallas airport were protesting. You see that?
No. They're not being taken care of.
Yeah.
Too much.
Unfair wages.
Overwhelmed.
Overtime.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you flew United, yes?
No, American.
United on the way back.
No,
American both ways?
Yeah. But okay. On the way...
Well, American doesn't hook me up, so I don't care about them.
So
shout out United.
We had a connecting flight going to Turks, and we had to stop off in Miami.
From where?
LAX.
Thank you.
And as soon... Dude, we landed... And you update the app, and it just says the connecting flight is canceled.
That hurts.
And to go to Turks and Caicos, it's the small country, and there's only two flights there, and the one that we're on is canceled, so there's only two other ones. So we had to rebook, and her brother got stuck in Miami because they didn't have enough flights on the plane.
So you guys went, and he didn't. Yeah. He stayed in Miami.
I volunteered.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it was like, I'll stay back.
Nah, that's the brother's gotta do it.
Yeah. But he had the time of his life, probably going to strip clubs.
I'll tell you what, the one time that I actually partied in Miami, and I lived in Florida, but I was there for the iHeartRadio Music Festival doing early social media influencing, like literally sat at like some expensive sushi restaurant with the president of iHeart teaching him what Vine was. Okay.
Oh, wow.
This is early. And I was with this company that my buddy worked for, and we're like doing social media for the event. And he's like, let's go out. And we go to this club, and it wasn't a strip club, but there were women dancing naked.
Oh, really?
Pretty much. Like literally just had the smallest sticker covering their nipples.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're on a different planet.
I went to Miami a little bit ago, and it's a different breed.
Yeah.
It's a completely different atmosphere from anything I've ever experienced.
Pretty great.
Yeah, it's party city.
Okay, so you get the new flight. Everyone gets to Turks and Caicos. What's the room sitch?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
It's a suite, so it's connecting. And me and her have our own room. Her mom has her own room, and her brother's on the couch.
So is this like, gotta wait for everyone to go to bed?
You are a little hornball. You are...
What? I'm talking about midnight snacking. What are you talking about, sick freak?
Why are you crossing your legs over there?
What are you talking about? I'm like, how do we sneak some ice cream into bed and watch Netflix together? Are you talking about SEX?
Why don't we talk about your time alone, huh? Mr. You and Jonah going to the car wash, getting nudie, doing little car wash and TikToks?
Yeah, we shot some content while you were gone. What, am I going to sit around and wait for you? You're out gallivanting, living the life over there like you're on MTV Cribs. It's time for me and Jonah to get it in. Okay, wait. So is it like, are you guys figuring out ways to sneak back midday for a midday romp to consummate the relationship? Or are you just doing like some really quiet, slow lovemaking, middle of the night so no one hears you? And then, yeah.
Are you asking for the people or for yourself?
Totally representing the people.
The rooms were far enough to where we could have...
At night.
Yeah.
Lit.
Okay, so can I get to the end?
No, okay, how was the food?
Food was good.
Okay, so that's like, I'm from your voice and you saying good that many times, I'm saying a 6.
Yeah, 6, 7, 8, depending on where you went.
Okay, how was the food at the hotel?
Food at the hotel was good. Not 6. The best. Yeah, food at the hotel was a 6, 7.
Did you go to like their marquee restaurant, like the restaurant everyone goes to? Like, oh, you've got to try so-and-so's place.
Yeah. We found this really nice taco stand. That was really good.
Right, because who doesn't travel 3,000 miles from Southern California for tacos?
That was really good. They had a little casino there. We went to the casino.
Mm.
And I jumped off a shipwreck.
Mm.
40 feet.
No.
Yeah, you want to see a picture of it?
Yeah, 40 feet?
I don't have the video, but I have a picture of it.
How high is the 10-meter? How high is the high dive? 30 feet. 40 yeah. feet is even higher.
Dude, I went higher than that. Look at that. I'm flying in the air.
Whoa, bro. How was that? Did you smack hard?
Yeah, I hurt my tush.
I bet.
Yeah.
Water shot right up. Water shot right up.
I don't know if I landed. Yeah, I was scared that I was going to poop blood, but I was good.
Cool. Water's beautiful.
Insane. Most beautiful water I've ever seen.
Do you get like waves of catastrophizing in great moments like that? Like, what if she broke up with me tomorrow and I never got to do this again?
No.
What if... Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Same, same.
Yeah, me too, me too.
So no bad moment.
I lost my Tom Ford sunglasses at one point on a jet ski.
You wore them on the jet ski?
It wasn't my fault. We went too fast, too hard. I was with the guide. We shouldn't have been doing it. And they fell off and I lost them.
Wow.
Yeah, $600 sunglasses. It was my fault too. I knew I shouldn't have worn them.
Your buddy TF.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to reach out to him and he'll send me another.
Did you wear them because you were hoping that a dope, like in motion, like action photo was taken? And so while you're looking ripped and dope on the jet ski, they can also know that you're a brand queen.
I it didn't even cross my mind. I should have taken it off in hindsight. I was so stupid.
Wow. Interesting. And then.
You don't think me jumping off that shipwreck is insane?
Yeah. What do? You need more acknowledgement? Whoa.
I can't believe you just want to talk about the food and the sex. Meanwhile, here I am risking my life for this podcast.
No, look, the shipwreck was cool. Tell me more events. Give me more. I love nuance. I'm trying to get really general for you. You know I love nuance. What was the amenity kit like in the hotel room? Come on, give me the freaking goods, my friend.
I'm in first class on the way back.
You flew first class on the way back, coach there.
No, coach both ways, but we saw someone, a celebrity there.
Okay, well, careful with your wording. Okay, so coach both ways. Back of the plane.
Huh?
Back of the plane. I know you love that back of the plane.
Row 10, row 10.
Are there moments like that where you're resenting me and the fact that this podcast isn't bigger so you couldn't look at your future mother-in-law, your girlfriend, and your brother-in-law in that moment and go, you know what, guys? This one's on me.
Yeah, you cross my mind all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you brought more to the podcast. I
know, me too. Same.
Okay, so the celebrity that we saw, think scary movie, and the audience can play at home, think scary movie.
Is this 20 questions?
Yes.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Is this like a Joe type celebrity?
Yeah.
Is this a scary movie that came out in the last 5 years?
No.
Did he used to wrestle?
No.
Is it a scary movie from the 90s?
No.
So it's from the 2000s?
Yes.
Like... I suck at this show.
You're Mr. Hollywood. You should know.
I should know?
It was pretty epic when it came out. It was groundbreaking.
Are they A-list? Why did I even ask that? Yes?
I think so.
Hmm. Dang it. I have no... I am so... Like, because I'm thinking like Scream. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Maybe it's a slew-age of all of those.
Scary movie? Simon Rex?
Nope.
One of the Waynes's?
Yeah! Hey! But check this out. He left his brownie brittle chocolate chip cookies on his seat in first class, and your boy took them for you.
Everyone knows Marlon Waynes doesn't have a sweet tooth.
Yes, he does. It was in his seat.
But it unopened.
Well, there were two. I didn't want to take the open one. That'd be weird.
Hmm. That's funny because I would just take it for the road. You never know. What if your Uber breaks down on the way home?
But you could have that if you want.
Well, thanks for the big lead up. You know, I've been thinking about something. No, Marlon Waynes. That's cool. I've been thinking about something recently. I was thinking about... Okay, I know I sound kind of like a hornball on this episode.
Okay.
But I was thinking about how different men and women's... Generally, I'm speaking in generalities here, and obviously there's massive exceptions to all things. But that a man, a guy in his teens or in his 20s, late teens, 20s, like here's how I think we approach like the idea of like hooking up, right? It's like hooking up is at a baseline a win, right? Like if you hook up with someone random, if you hook up with someone you just met, if you hook up with someone you've been dating, it immediately goes into the win category. And only if the person you hooked up with, A, turns into a stalker or like a bad person, or B, like gives you an STD, then it goes into the lose column, right?
Sure.
For women, and this is a cisgender, no good male observation, but in my experience, or how it seems for many women, not all, of course, is that it's the exact opposite, right? Where hooking up with someone is immediately, maybe not in the lose column, but the column is, I don't know how to feel about this yet. And more will be revealed. Because if that guy's a jerk, then it's a lose column. If that guy ghosts them, it's a lose column. If that guy's fine, but they just feel bad about themselves for doing it, it's a lose. You know what I mean? So I just think it's fascinating that for men, hooking up is an instant win.
It's a dub.
It's immediate dub.
You share it with the boys.
Yeah, it's just like one more.
goes in the group chat.
And for women, it's usually, or for many women, of course, it's usually, I don't know how to feel about this yet.
And there are exceptions.
There's, of course, exceptions. I don't mean to speak in, I don't want to group anyone. I'm a terrible person. We know this.
We know that. We're saying that straight up.
Yes, I am.
We all agree.
Thank you, Joe. But would you slightly agree?
1,000%, yeah.
Right.
It's very interesting the way that it's approached from both different sides.
Yeah.
But it's also, and I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. I think we know that's true.
It's almost because in nature, in the way that it's set up, mm-hmm. We have to go out and pursue it. You know, it's like, and times are changing.
Totally.
Equal everything.
As it should be.
It's like, for me, I offer to go pick up my girlfriend. And then I offer to go take her out to dinner for the first time, second time, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, it's more of a challenge for the male.
Right.
At least in my instances. It was always like, I had to jump through the hurdles and then I got to where I needed to go.
To be like considered worthy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you have to prove yourself that you're not one of those scumbags.
Right, you don't want to be, and we're not.
We're not, we're great guys.
Right.
I tell my girlfriend all the time, if I could date you, I would.
I tell my wife constantly, you know how lucky you are? She resents it.
Do you know how many other people are chasing this? A lot.
But it's no surprise, right? If like with that mindset in place that guys, you know, hooking up with girls and girls hooking up with guys, girls hooking up with guys and guys hooking up with guys, Joe? Anyway, but why it can present, I mean, basically just like thousands of years of trouble and stress and misunderstanding and miscommunication. That's at its base level, right? Obviously, there's many other examples, but it presents an issue because I think we inherently approach it in totally different ways.
Right.
We approach it in such different ways. And I'm just glad that I'm not approaching anyone but my wife anymore.
Yeah. It's right. Nice when you find it.
Yeah. And do I wish my wife approached me more? Sure. And might I ask you to cut this part out if she hears the pod? Yeah.
I don't think she's 21 minutes in. She definitely checked out halfway.
I don't think she listens to anything I do. I don't think she read my book.
I have an idea.
Great.
Let's both do something very nice for our ladies this week.
For what?
Let's take them out.
Just you want to just do more double dates with me, and that I get.
You take her out and do your thing.
Hey, yuck.
I take mine out and do my thing. Woo! And we reconvene and share our experiences and we see who came out as a better dater.
On the next episode of Male Models. Here's why I can't.
Do you like that though?
Yeah, we can do that sometime, sure.
No, this week. We have 7 days starting now.
No, you don't get it.
Why?
I'm married with a kid. We have plans every night this week and it doesn't include us being romantic.
Come on!
We have play dates! Dude, how about this? I have to share, and I don't know, everyone might be changing the dial now. What an old man, turning the dial. So my son has been going to school for the last year because it's cheaper than a nanny. I mean...
Is it?
No, well, yes, but more importantly, like when your kid is like, many kids start preschool in the threes, but he started it right before three because A, he was a COVID kid. So he really wasn't getting a lot of like socialization. So when his particular school opened up, we were like, let's get him with some other kids. Plus, it's good to have structure because then that nanny is like their personal servant all day. So this way, they're like being taught. They're like going through a full day. You bring them to school like at 8:30 in the morning, and you pick them up like at 2:30.
They separate. They're on their own.
Plan naps. Good times. So my son, last year when he started going to this school, we go through this whole thing, and his teacher, she's an angel. This woman is a gift from God. You know what I mean? Good person, unlike us. And so this woman, I mean, for 2 months, he just cries, you know, and he would have a fabulous time at school. Like, literally, we would get text messages from the teacher 15 minutes after we left. It was the saying goodbye that was hard for him. But once we left and he, like, saw that he was with his friends and new toys and snacks, we'd get all these texts of how happy he was. So we were like, okay, we just have to get over this. We get over it. Well, Joe, it's July. And his teacher only teaches two-year-olds, two and like up to like 3.5. So it's time for him to transition to a new class. And I had to take him to his new class yesterday because he also goes to like a summer program. And I walk him in there, and some of his friends from his first class have transitioned with him, but they just happened to not be there that morning. They weren't there yet. So I get him out of his car, and I'm already feeling a little like, oh, God. And there's, like, basically you kind of drop them off, and their teacher walks them into school because they don't want, like, a bunch of, like, disgusting adults there, like, spreading COVID.
Is he stressed out at this point?
No, he's happy because he thinks he's going to just a normal day at school because now he loves school.
Oh, right. Okay.
But they're nice enough on, like, the first week of school to let the parents walk their kid in just because they know it can be a weird transition.
Yeah.
So I walk him into school, and he goes to make a hard left into his class.
Uh-oh.
And he's, like, stomping, like, with purpose.
Oh, chest out.
Excited.
Oh, this kid's been doing creatine. He's ready to show off his bod.
I go, no, buddy.
Oh, no.
We're going to go to your new class. So he goes, yeah, okay. So we walk down the hall to his new class. Lovely, lovely teacher. Beautiful. Lovely teacher assistant.
Alphabet on the walls?
Yeah, baby. You know, they go by these first names. They're like chiropractors. Miss Diane, Miss Sharon. You know, it's like every chiropractor I know is like Dr. Greg. And so I walk him in and he looks around. And we're early because, you know, I wanted to make sure I could talk to the teacher for a few minutes before. And he only sees like two or three new kids. The kids who get dropped off early, you know, with the parents that don't care about them. And he looks around and he bursts into tears. And I, Joseph, my heart. It was so heartbreaking.
Oh.
Because you know, all I wanted to say was, I don't blame you. You are so within your right to, this sucks. This sucks.
And you had the speech with him there?
I like just held him. I took a picture of him crying.
Oh, okay, see?
I know. This is like when sad things happen to me in life and I'm like, ooh, save this. Use this. You know, is it accurate? Here, it's even a live photo. I can play you the sound. Look at that.
Oh, no.
Hold on. This is for you, listeners. It's a live photo audio. So... it was really upsetting. It's not unlike when my son had surgery on his ears because he was getting ear infections. I know this is like podcast gold, but he was getting ear infections. And so what they do for kids, because kids' ear canals are horizontal, they're not diagonal draining into your sinus, which is why we as grownups, when's the last time you had an ear infection, Joe? You haven't,
right?
Because you're a grown man.
I'm an adult. I'm not a little baby.
Yeah, you're not a little snot-nosed baby.
I'm not pooping myself anymore.
Not right now. And so because kiddos, that's why they get ear infections, because the water pools in their ear and like the infection and all that. So what they can do is they have this surgery, which is really cool, is they basically pierce the eardrum and they put this little, like it's the size of a hair, this little tube in. And basically it allows for the ear to drain. So in theory, they'll never get an ear infection again, or it's like very rare, very hard to get one. He needed it. He got like three ear infections within 2 months. It was no bueno. He had had way too many. And he's allergic to antibiotics. It's a whole thing. If any doctors are listening, shout out, get in my DMs. Love a concierge doctor for free. I'll send you a headshot. And so we go to get him the surgery, which is like very standard, happens all the time. It's literally a 10-minute surgery. But the doctor's like, we have to put him under because he's 2. And like, he's not going to sit still. And when I have this device in his ear, if he moves, like I could rupture his eardrum. It's not good. So they basically tell you, you're going to come into the operating room with him and you're going to lay him on the table. And then we're going to smash a mask over his face and he's going to inhale anesthesia and he's going to kick and scream and cry. And you have to just be there, or you don't have to, right? It's like, this is a bad example, but like when you're going to put a pet down, they say you can be in the room.
You could hold them.
You could not. And you know, the right move is to stay in the room, but not everyone can.
Right.
I'm, you know, super dad over here. I go, I'm going to be with you every second, buddy. You know, I'm not leaving you. You're my everything.
You're my pride and joy.
So I have a buddy who refers the doctor to me. He goes, listen, this is, so I'm prepared. I know this is going to happen, right? Because he said, listen, doctor's the best in the biz. She's brilliant. She's a genius. No one prepared me, the father, for what was to come in that operating room. Because when you lay your kid on that operating table and that mask goes over his face, what happens next will be on the next episode of Male Models. Woo!
That's a cliffhanger. What happens?
I can tell you off mic. I can't tell these people.